Hallelujah. Good morning, kingdom sons and daughters of the Most High God. Sons of Zion, sons of the kingdom. Hallelujah. As I openly told you, I don't know what I'm going to be saying in Psalm 88, but it was Psalm 87 as well. It was from the Old Covenant, and I didn't, yeah, but praise God, I've been just so in so many new revelations has come in this week, eh? And last night specifically, I'm still wrapping my understanding around it, but it will come out, eh? Whatever God birthing you, he brings it out, eh? Hallelujah, works in you to will and to do. Hallelujah, I'm excited. I got one more night alone, and then my beloved friend, partner in the ministry, Danita is back. So yeah, hallelujah. Okay, our readings. So we're finishing Psalm 87 this morning, and it's the last two verses, and this is speaking about the kingdom, and God has given us the reality was made available right in the beginning to Adam and Eve, but they lost it. They listened to powers and principalities of darkness, and so they were deceived, and darkness came upon the earth. And so God set shadows in the old covenant for us to see his heart and see his purposes and his plans and his perfection and his beauty. And that all came very much from Zion, the city of God. But now the reality is the kingdom has come. All that was patterns. The kingdom is here, and we in it. The Bible says so clearly and beautifully, you know, when you look to Jesus, you believe in Jesus. There's no way to be saved but through Jesus. You enter in. You're born, you pass from death into life, you're born then of the kingdom. And then those kingdom blessings that has been laid up for you, that character, that purpose, that destiny. Why? Because you are God's workmanship, or good works laid out for you. All that can then start coming to pass. And it all comes to pass when you're now in the family, in the true fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then dwelling with the brothers and sisters and stirring each other up, becoming true disciples, you also reach out then to the world. Amen. Just like Jesus, same picture. Amen. He was committed to the Father, the heart, and so committed to the kingdom. And then he was committed to his disciples. And then he also ministered out into the world. Amen. Last two verses. The Lord records as he registers people. This one was born there. See, you're born of the kingdom. Born from above is born of the kingdom. Born into the kingdom. Born now to represent the kingdom. Amen. Singers and dancers alike say, all my springs are found in you. So we all say, hallelujah. Our names are written in heaven. This is the joy we have, and that's what we take, and that's the keys. Look at you turning away from the world, the pride, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, the cares of this world. Amen. And you look to Jesus, and then when you've been brought into the kingdom, the rivers of living water can now start flowing. And that's what it's all about, guys. Amen. I'm going to give a lovely Old Testament scripture here that's prophesying of the reality that is here. And talking about letting these rivers flow out of your abundance of your heart, shall flow rivers of life. Amen. I just want to point out this aspect that is so beautiful. You know, when you understand the kingdom is here, and then there's also scriptures where I think it was Paul that shared it. Someone shared it now in the week, where it speaks about the kingdom is within you. Where he says, don't look for Jesus there or there, but the kingdom is within you. And that's the reality. We all got to come to ourselves like the prodigal son. And we realize there's a God-created vacuum. Now, what makes us realize that? There's a spirit man inside of us that is a God-created vacuum that points out that gets you to realize, first of all, that the things of this world don't satisfy you. You have been there, done that, not nice, and you turn away from it. That's your spirit man. That's that God-created vacuum. That spirit man has been in the wrong place, and it can give pleasure. Sin can give pleasure for a time, but then comes to a time where you know, and you turn to the living God, and then God takes, then you take hold of God. God has taken hold of you. You take hold of him, and he takes hold of you. And what's that spirit man? That's a kingdom within you. That's an anointing. That's what where God meets you. Amen. It's in the spirit, and it's from there. Now you see the aspect of the kingdom of God in you is your design, and your desire for to be unique and to be special that you couldn't find in the world, but now you find it in God. So your kingdom, the spirit in you, you come back to your source, you come back to your creator, you come back to your family, and now you can start representing him. You are his ambassador. Amen. For good works laid out there, imploring all men. Amen. Just as you've woken up, they must also wake up. God, why? Because God so loved the world, he sent his son, not to condemn us, but to save us. So leave, turn away from this futility that is not satisfying at the end, but look to the eternal, because there you find all satisfaction. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.